A report from the Independent Centre for Policy Development says climate change will put extra pressure on Australia's defence force and increase the risk of conflict in developing countries. It says defence and security experts from the United States and the United Kingdom are warning Australia to do more to tackle the security threat of climate change. Unlike the US and UK, the Australian Defence Department does not have a strategic framework for addressing climate security. The report calls for the government's upcoming defence white paper to rectify that. Natalie Whiting reports.
Climate change is most commonly thought of as an environmental problem, but it also poses economic, health and security issues. Former UK Climate and Energy Security Envoy, Rear Admiral Neil Morissetti, says the security risk shouldn't be overlooked.
It accelerates the risks or increases the risks of conflict, particularly in those parts of the world where populations are already suffering from stresses, food, water, health, demographics. Often in countries where the governments don't necessarily have the ability to look after their people, don't have the capacity and the resilience, that increases the risks of conflict around the world and the risk of instability.
How do you think climate change compares to other security risks that are on the horizon in the next few decades?
My last boss, William Hague, the Foreign Secretary, when he was Foreign Secretary in the United Kingdom, described climate change as the greatest foreign policy challenge we face in the 21st century. I would suggest it's up there with many of the other threats we face at the moment.
He says the potential for climate change to influence conflict is already evident.
We can see what happened in the Arab Spring, where one of the contributing factors to the tension in the markets because of the rising price of bread was the failed harvest in wheat harvest in Russia because of high temperatures at the same time as there were lower harvests in Canada and Australia. Syria, the extended drought resulted in populations moving from the rural areas to the city areas, putting pressure on the population and the cities and causing tension.
The Centre for Policy Development has interviewed Rear Admiral Morissetti and other defence experts about the threat and Australia's response. The report has found Australia is underprepared. It warns we face a significant national security threat if defence and security policies do not start addressing climate change.
They need to understand it in three levels. Firstly, what does it mean for the operating space and the business, the tasks they're likely to be expected to do, and the missions? What does it mean as far as the capabilities they've got to do those missions and make sure they've got the right training for their people? And it also needs to make sure that they, as an organisation, are resilient to the impact of changing climate, whether it's because of rising sea levels, increased temperatures, affecting bases, etc., or operating equipment, or simply the way they use energy and their policy for that.
The lead author of the report, Robert Storick, says both the UK and US have a strategic framework for addressing climate change.
What we're seeing around the world, particularly through the United States and the United Kingdom, is that national security regarding climate change is mainstreamed, and it's very much factored in as a conventional security issue that's symptomatic of it being a 21st century challenge. What we're seeing in Australia is we made an initial promising start several years ago, around 2008, but since then it's subsequently regressed, and we just haven't seen a sort of attention paid to this as a focal point around national security that we should have.
The report has made a range of recommendations, including that a climate security strategy be developed.
If we fail to take action and to start planning immediately, the problem is that we may have a defence force that is struggling to keep up with the challenges that we see at home and abroad.
The report also recommended incorporating it into the defence white paper. That's due out, you know, possibly as early as next month. Are you concerned that that they won't have time to include it in this white paper?
It would be terrific to see, at the very least, an acknowledgement of the need to take climate security more actively, more robustly, and to acknowledge that the planning needs to begin. I think you're right, we're ready to see a white paper maybe mid this year, quite likely later on in the year. What we'd like to see at a bare minimum is just an acknowledgement that it's a security risk and that the planning needs to begin. Beyond that point, we're realistic and we know that it would then take some time from that point onwards to lay that climate change strategy, to start that preparation. I think what the white paper can do is it can be a signal that this is a mainstream security issue.
Rear Admiral Morissetti says the threat needs to be acknowledged across the board.
If you produce a national security strategy or defence strategy or an energy one that doesn't acknowledge the impact of a changing climate, I would suggest you've got a flawed strategy.
Former UK Climate and Energy Security Envoy, Rear Admiral Neil Morissetti, ending Natalie Whiting's report.